You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
I vividly remember the very first time I ever saw Christchurch Cathedral. I was 10, so it was 1973. That's a long time ago. I was on tour with the Auckland Boys Choir. I was a boys chorister. It was winter. It was twilight. We went into the square, which was bustling with cars and buses like it did in those days, and those Victorian buildings that surrounded the square. And there was a marvellous magic shop just round the corner in an alleyway, and people wore overcoats and scarves, and they were rushing hither and thither, leaving work, going home, and there was the cathedral. And it looked magnificent. And for me, it looked huge. I was 10. It looked like I'd been transported to England. It's streaming spires heading towards the sky. You know where I'm going here, don't you? We went into the cathedral in 1973 to listen to the cathedral's boys' choir. They were performing Evensong. And my choir master said, "These guys are the best in the land. Come and have a listen." And you know what? They were. And Neil said, "You could be as good as that if you work as hard as they do." Now, I'm saying all of this after the news I heard over the weekend that the restoration may be put on hold due to its escalating cost. Well, gee, who never saw that going to happen? I cannot comprehend stopping something halfway through. Surely it is too late to go back. Why would people talk about bulldozing when they've already done half the work? Forward, surely, is the only way to go. To paraphrase the Prime Minister the other day when he was talking about his action points, we pass through the decision gate. And in passing through that gate, there can only be commitment to finishing the job, even if it seems to be escalating out of control, even if it seems, with hindsight, to be the wrong decision. You've gone too far. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is called aspiration. This is called determination. Perhaps this is the lack of ambition that our Prime Minister has accused us of. Do you think when they started the Great Pyramids of Giza, they went, "Oh, this is going to go over budget. This is going to take forever"? Do you think when they started doing the Canterbury Cathedral in the UK? "Oh, no, this is going to go over budget." Did you think when they started making the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona, they went, "Oh, she's a bit expensive"? Opponents say that we should tear it down because in 100 years, who will know the difference? But if you use that logic, why do anything outstanding? I'm reminded of this because I was reading about the Notre Dame in Paris, which will open to the public in December of this year. That will be 5 years and 7 months after being completely gutted by fire. They have harvested an entire oak forest to get the timber. They have raised $2 billion New Zealand dollars through donations alone. French billionaires are scrambling over each other to fund the thing so that their names live on through generations. Yes, the Notre Dame is 860 years old. But for those billionaires funding it now, they're doing it for the next 860 years. The Canterbury Cathedral, the Christchurch Cathedral, is 160 years old this year. And it was a great building. And it still is. And both the Notre Dame and Canterbury Cathedral, Christchurch Cathedral, is worth the same to their respective cities because these places mark stones to the start of the great cities. They mark, you know, point zero, ground zero. In 100 years, who'll care how much it overran? Sometimes, you know, it just seems to me that New Zealand seems to know the price of everything and the value of nothing in these straitened days.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to Newstalk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.